Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the port of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. The song is Nexus. From the Innocent Age album. I encourage you to check it out. It's a beautiful album. A double album. There I am dating myself, calling it an album. First time I bought it was an album, I promise you, a long time ago. But you can still get it, and I encourage you to do that. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady is our guest. Robert Grady is the name of the book, Naked Marketing, third edition, The Bare Essentials. We're talking about marketing, Rob, and not just social media. We're talking about what you call the six tools of marketing, right? Six, let's call them six marketing disciplines. What do you think?
There are just simply six ways of promoting any business. You've got advertising, public relations, which includes publicity. Then you've got direct marketing, and you've got personal selling and sales promotion, and now the internet, which is social media. Mm-hmm. So those six are the ways in which any business can promote its business or promote itself. The issue at hand here, the one that we've been talking about, is social media and, in many cases, the trust level surrounding it. Mm-hmm. The reason for that, Jim, is because formerly, the FCC and the National Association of Broadcasters and whatnot policed all the analog media.
Right.
Unfortunately, the Internet has no such police force or has mm-hmm. no such binding means of determining the validity of what you're reading or what you're learning on the Internet. And mm-hmm. so there's everything you have to filter through this scam filter in your brain. And that takes an extra step in the delivery and in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it leaves the unscrupulous at a great advantage.
Right.
That's why I'm always suspect of my clients, particularly when I talk to them about using social media, because their customers are going to be using that filter. It's become mm-hmm. ingrained in us. We don't trust what's on the Internet as much as we do what's in the newspaper, for example.
And that's the reason why you have to present yourself in a way that avoids that kind of scrutiny, right? I mean, that takes you out of the realm of being unbelievable.
In advertising in a newspaper or a magazine, you cannot say that you are the best or you will be taken to task for it. That is,
right.
There's a law against
right.
that.
Right, right.
Unless you've actually measured yourself against all leading brands.
Mm-hmm.
No such deal on the Internet. You can tell anybody you're the best. And you can measure it in any way, shape, or form you want. And it's become rampant, particularly in the political circles. But
right.
It's also become rampant, unfortunately, in simply competitive circles with retailers and with manufacturers across
mm-hmm.
the board.
The good thing about that, though, is with advertising, with analog advertising, like in the old days, or like you have now, as you say, it's one of the options. It's not as easy for people to rebut that. But on the online, especially social media, someone says we're the best. In my book, I have a part of one of the chapters where it's titled "Nuh-uh," meaning if somebody says I'm the best, then people can go online and say "Nuh-uh," then go to Yelp or whatever and say "Nuh-uh, you're not the best."
Well, not according to that person on Yelp.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about being balanced in your marketing approach, because you know social media is an important way of doing business. But if you put a social media tweet up today or a Facebook up today, and you need to make a sale this week, that may not happen. But advertising, direct marketing, sales promotion, direct selling, those will put rocks in the box today, won't they? And small business owners need social media strategies, but if they don't have the other disciplines, if they're not using the other disciplines, they'll go out of business before social media catches.
Well, you begin to worry about the old idea that if you all you've got in your toolbox is a hammer, every problem you're going to have is going to look like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what social media has done to at least a number of my clients. I have one that I'm working with right now who is only talking about a social media strategy, and I've talked to her about it, and I've said, look, that is only going to, first of all, reach a very, very small part of the segment of your audience. She's in the dental business, and that's only going to reach a small segment because there are so many people who have teeth who need dental work who don't need or don't look at social media and don't look to social media for their resources. So I worry for clients like that that are only looking at every solution is being social media.
It's not one or the other. It's both and, isn't it? It's not social media or only social media or only advertising. It's both and, isn't it?
Well, it's more than just social media and advertising. You've got publicity, public relations.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm using those as metaphors.
So many different options.
Yeah, it's not just the new digital and the traditional. It's both and. Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's and of course the reason why we spend so much time on social media though, Rob, is because most small business owners have gotten pretty good at direct selling, advertising, maybe not so much publicity, but they're pretty good at sales promotion. But they're not very good at social media, and that's the reason why I think a lot of emphasis has been put on it these days. What do you think?
I think they think it's free. That's the reason social media has become the
panacea. That's a myth.
I think it's free, and therefore they don't account for the time that they spend posting and whatnot and tweeting. But they think it's free and it's easy, therefore they do it. And that's unfortunate that too many eggs are put in that particular basket.
Yeah, yeah. Rob, give us the website again one more time, please.
I use Robert Grady, GREDE.com.
Robert Grady, GREDE.com. Check it out. What do they find there, Rob, when they get there?
They're going to see all my books and opportunities to learn more about the basics and fundamentals of marketing.
There you go. Check it out, folks. Tim Till. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.